J.D. Vance announces historic expansion of Mexico City policy to halt abortion promotion abroad. By Catherine Hamilton on January 23, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance announced on Friday that the Trump administration has executed a historic expansion of the Mexico City policy to block the promotion of abortion abroad. Vance made the announcement at the 53rd Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., marking his second time speaking at the largest annual human rights demonstration in the world. The vice president said the expansion of the Mexico City policy will now include blocking every international non-governmental organization that performs or promotes abortion abroad from receiving a dollar of U.S. money. "Now we're expanding this policy to protect life, to combat DEI, and the radical gender ideologies that prey on our children," he told a crowd of thousands of attendees at the National Mall. Vance, who recently announced that he and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, are expecting their fourth child, said the expansion will also cover every non-military foreign assistance that America sends. "All in all, we have expanded the Mexico City policy about three times as big as it was before," he said. "And we're proud of it because we believe in fighting for life." The Mexico City policy was first introduced by the Reagan administration to block U.S. taxpayer dollars from supporting foreign organizations that perform or actively promote abortion in other nations. The rule has been rescinded by every Democrat president, only for every Republican president to subsequently reinstate it. President Donald Trump is no different, reinstating the policy during his first term and in his second term after the rabidly pro-abortion Biden administration revoked the rule. President Trump signed an executive order reinstating the policy last year on the same day as the 52nd annual March for Life. This year's March for Life rally theme is "Life is a Gift." The first March for Life occurred in 1974, a year after the Supreme Court issued its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which invented the constitutional right to abortion. In June of 2022, the Supreme Court overturned that decision in the Dobbs case and returned the issue of abortion to individual states and their elected representatives. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.